Yeah, now in the text. A couple of questions had come up. Okay. It's part of the traditional Guru Paksha. If you are looking at the statement grammatically, Sa Atma Tattvamasi Shvetaketo. This is the statement. But remember, it's the Sanskrit language, a very pliable language. Atma Tattvamasi, long Atma Tattvamasi. Supposing it is Atma Atattvamasi, what will it be? Same, long only. Atma Atattvamasi. So somebody said that. You are not the Atma. That is the Atma, right? You cannot take yourself as that. Then what can you be? Only devotee. This is a Dvaita school. Only devotee. Because you can never be Ishvara. Ishvara is Kalyana Guna Sampannaha. You got all great qualities. And what are you? You can create the whole universe. What can you do? I can create some confusion. Like I am doing right now. Or kya kar sakte? Atma Atattvamasi. That is one interpretation, okay? Dvaita interpretation. Or Tattvamasi. No? If Tattvamasi is taken as a samasa, Tasya Tvamasi. Tattvam, if it is taken as a samasa, I am not going too much into Sanskrit because I think only few people here are learning Sanskrit, okay? It will become Tasya Tvamasi, samasa. That Asya will be dropped when the words coalesce together to form Tattvam, Tattvamasi. Therefore, it is not taken as two words, Tat, Tvamasi. It is taken as a joint word, Tasya Tvamasi, becoming Tattvamasi. That means it will become what? You belong to Him, you are part of Him. Vishishta Dvaita. If these two interpretations are possible, three interpretations now, and Advaita Tattva, which is the right one? The right one cannot be by convenience. It is not a scholastic study where you are saying all these meanings are possible. Hey, I am studying for moksha. Ekam vada nishchityam. Give me one thing. Abhi tasya tvamasi is also okay. Atattvamasi is also okay. Tattvamasi is also okay. Kya baat kya hai? Sach kya hai? Everything is okay is not the answer. Everything is okay. After all, we must have different views. We are a multicultural society. That's all good to live in a society. For a cooperative society, very good news. You cook non-veg in your house, I will become vegetarian and we can all live as a society. No problems. Here we are dealing with reality. What is the reality I want to know? Reality is not a cooperative endeavor. They'll be like saying, you can take gravity is there, I will take gravity is not there. You can't do it like that. Gravity is gravity. You know us. That's reality. Yeah. Similarly here, what is the reality? There can be elaborate arguments. I will give you one. Okay. What is a pramana meant for? To give you knowledge. Knowledge of what? Of what you don't know. Of what you don't know. Correct? You are different from God. Do you know that? Ask a man on the street, uneducated. भगवान का बारे में कुछ सुना है? हाँ सुना है, ऊपर वाला है, तू भगवान है? मैं भगवान दास हूँ. माय नेम इज भगवान दास. यू विल से दैट या मुरारी द बार्बर. एग्जैक्टली. Venkata Ramana was asked, are you Bhagwan? I am Venkata Ramana. I enjoy Bhagwan's Leela. I am not Venkata. I am not Venkata Chala. I am only Venkata Ramana. So, whether there is God also you don't know. Logically you can't postulate a God. Remember, even to say God is, you can't postulate logically. I'm not saying God is illogical, but you can't logically arrive at a God. Why? All arguments to arrive at God will be based on world is creation. Correct? To say anything is created, you should know the prior and the posterior non-existence. Non-existence of the thing before, non-existence of the thing later. If you have seen that of one universe, you can say this universe is created. How many universes have you seen? The beginning and the end. Ek bhi nahi dekha. Then how can you postulate that this is a creation? If you cannot postulate this is a creation, how can you postulate a creator? Therefore, even to say there is God, God has to reveal himself. That's why all religions claims to be, we are from God. Either God directly told me or through a prophet. We say through the Shabda Praman. Everyone claims. In that, all religions are the same. Everyone claims to be from God. Therefore, that logical postulation itself will work. Even if you postulate logically, how are you going to know that you are God? Even to say, if you had some little exposure here and there, oh, God is everything. Everyone says that, no, God is everything. If God is everything, you are part of God. That also you can know. Why? If God is everything, means God is the whole creation. How? Don't ask me. What? And I am part of the creation, therefore I must be part of God. That also you can figure out by yourself. It need not be the subject matter for a pramana. Because you are part of creation, that much is figured out. And if creation is from God, you are part of it. Therefore, tasya tvamasi also you need not figure out. You need not be a pramana. You don't need a pramana for that. Atatvamasi, you don't need a pramana. Tasya tvamasi, you don't need a pramana. You need a pramana if you are bold enough to accept it. That's सदैव सौम्य अदमग्रम आसीत एकमेव अद्वितीयम् सा आत्मा तत्वमसी. यू आर दैट. फॉर दैट यू नीड अ प्रमाण बिकॉज दैट यू कॉन्ट फिगर आउट. हाउ विल अ पर्सन स्ट्रगलिंग विथ लाइफ मेकिंग अ बैटल विथ लाइफ बैटल इनसाइड बैटल आउटसाइड. How will that person think God and I are one and the same? With elaborate teaching, it becomes difficult for people to accept. With elaborate teaching, it's really true. It becomes difficult to accept. Difficult to own it up. then without all this, he is going to speculate one day. I said, no. भगवान ऊपर वाला हाँ मैं तू ही हूँ यार कभी होने वाला है ऐसा बिकॉज एवरी एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ योर्स इज शोइंग फाइनिट्यूड ना एवरी एक्सपीरियंस मेक्स यू फील फाइनाइट सैड और हैप्पी इवन हैप्पी एक्सपीरियंसेस कंक्लूशन इज फाइनाइट भाई क्या मजा आया अभी अभी ओनली मेमोरी है मजा का क्या रंगीन जवानी था एक राजा और एक रानी था वेरी गुड अभी क्या हो गया अब तो बिल्कुल बूढ़ा हूँ गोली खा कर जीता हूँ डोंट आस्क मी फ्रॉम वेयर द सॉन्ग इज इट्स एन एडवर्टाइजमेंट डिटी फॉर बजाज लाइफ बट विजडम यू कैन सी एवरी So, even a happy experience becomes finite only. Ah, Raja Rani sab theek hai until you had your first fight. Phir garbad ho gaya. Of course, you had only one fight. Venkat Ramana is saying, I had only one fight with my wife. Really? Yes. When? Oh, it started on my wedding day. It is not yet over. Anandam. So, every experience is showing finitude. If it is something more, it is hidden inside. Therefore, there is no way an individual can sit and figure out, I am infinite. No data available for any logical conclusion. All data is showing a finitude. To make a logical connection, because you can't make any other connection. No, no, Swamiji, I'll sit down in meditation and when I transcend my mind, etc. No? Very. It's only feeling of oneness with the whole universe. How long? Half an hour. Oh, very good. Half an hour you felt oneness. And when you came out of it, what are you feeling? Ah, now it's all different. I mean, I try to maintain that for some time. Until I have come from to the breakfast. And find this man, salt jada dala. That's enough for the oneness to go. A sense of peace and wonder. Salt kam rahega to not a problem. Jyada rahega to kya karega? That's it. Why? Even if you have experiences like that, those experiences may make you question certain things, which is good. That much good is there. But even those experiences, you will start doubting the experience. Oh, sach hai ke ye sach hai? Because all sudden that is a subjective experience meant only for yourself. Even if God comes around to tell you and I are one and the same. Bhagavan, kya bolte hai? How can you and I be one? I'm a bhakta. How can you and I be one and the same? You are all powerful, etc. And here I am praying, I am doing tapas to get something from you. And Bhagavan thinks, okay, I can teach him that you are limitless awareness, etc. But he wants a few things. Theek hai, lena do, let him grow. Tatastu. Can you see that? No experience. Even if the Lord were to be here in front of you, what will you ask Him? Few small things.
थोड़ा बारिश कम हो जाएगा मेरे को जाना है देखो.
At least by lunch time let the boy have give me a break थोड़ा सा. और My house is old, etc. No? Can you help me get a new house? And God is thinking, hey, redevelopment, itna chalta hai, abhi mere ko puchta hai kya? Main builder hu kya? I am not a builder, I am the builder. Can you see that? I mean, the human mind shrouded in ignorance cannot get through that ignorance to recognize Sadeva Adutiyam Ahamasmi Iti. Unless the mind evolves and you have a sophisticated teaching available. A sophisticated teaching available to make you understand it. The pramana of the Upanishad. Therefore, Satma Tattvamasi Shetaketo. Okay, that's how it is. It cannot have any other meaning. Grammatically, meanings are possible. Grammatically, a lot of things are possible. Okay. Now, let us go back into the text after that. Okay, that is 479. 479, yeah. This is a beautiful example he uses.
Okay. Section 12.
Now look at it. The translation is simple, so I will take it as a topic, that these sections, okay? Shetaketu is told by his guru, Uddalaka, no more dad, okay? Whole relationship has had a different dimension. It always happens. Okay? The old relationship will be there, but it will get a new dimension. Like my relationship with Pooja Swamiji. I met him when I was just out of school here. 17-year-old. Complete opposites. He was an orthodox figure those days. Later on I realized how modern he was. But the image was orthodox. And here I am coming from what? Sailing background. That I am not yet sailor, but liberal, modern background. But I found this man has wisdom. The guy has got answers. I have a lot of questions. Parents come from a different background. You are from a different background. And if your communications with your parents are not very good, then and at 16, 17 it is never very good because you are rebelling. Those who have kids, 16, 17, you are anticipating. Yeah, thoda rahega. Bound to me. Therefore, he was friend, philosopher, guide for me. I would go and sit down and discuss anything. And later on he tells me, you know, because of people like you, my orthodoxy went away. Well, I'm discussing all sorts of stuff. I never even thought people will be like that. Kabhi kabhi bhagavan ko bhi bhakton ke zarurat pade. Janata ganga par prabhu ko kevat ke naav pade. Aisa. So, kabhi kabhi aise bhi ho jate. So, friend, philosopher, guide. Then, over a period of time, I discovered the student and myself. The relationship, friend, philosopher, guide continued. But gained a new dimension of guru. That's exactly what happened here with Shetaketu. Dalaka is dad, all right. Of course, he is dad. He'll have argument with his dad over other things. Dad, that's outdated. Forget it. You have to do it like this. You would have told him. You're running this Gurukula in outdated ways. Bring some modernity into it. Yeah. He would have said that. But now it is Guru. So the father says, the Guru says, okay, get a fruit from that banyan tree. Okay, got it. Here. Break it open. Okay. What do you see? Tiny little seeds. Break the seed open also. I don't know how we did it. Tiny little seed. It's gone there. Done. What do you see? I see only the seed broken. I don't see anything else. It says that which cannot you cannot see is the whole essence of the banyan tree. Says. The whole banyan tree is the potential in that seed. Correct or not? What is that seed? That seed is the genetic coding of the whole tree. This tree will last for 1,000 years. Genetically coded there. Where? I can't even see it. Andar kuch dikhta nahi. You need a whole microscope to see the whole thing. An electron microscope to see that. But that little tiny little seed, which can be crushed in a second, has the genetic coding of 1,000 years. This tree will last 1,000 years. It will take 30 years for it to become adult size. Then the secondary roots will start. All that coded. Under the right conditions, it will spread over 100 meters, 200 meters, half a kilometer, 1,000 years. Room. The secondary roots will be so much, people will not be able to make out which is the primary tree and which is the secondary. All that is coded. The branches will go like this, coded. The roots will go like this, the primary root will go like this to suck in all the nutrition. Secondary root. Can you see the whole life of the tree is available as a genetic coding in that microscopic seed. That is intelligence. Intelligence creates matter. The tree. It is not matter evolving consciousness, ulta. From the genetic coding comes the tree. Genetic coding is intelligence. Intelligence means consciousness. If the consciousness is manifest as intelligence. Yeah?
Is it intelligence creates matter or it converts something else into matter?
Either way. Because it does draw nutrients, etc. So because matter and energy is not created, it's conversion. So that's fine. Yeah. Because it's a limited thing, it requires this external support. For the totality, that external support is not necessary. Yeah. Therefore, the intelligence itself that is manifest as matter.
That's the Einstein's equation, isn't it?
Huh?
Einstein's equation.
No, that is not the thing here. Because that is only dealing with matter. It doesn't bring in the question of consciousness. Here, the question of consciousness is coming in. Because intelligence is being manifest as matter. If intelligence is manifest as matter, matter is existing. It has to be sat and chit. That existence awareness is right there.
From the standpoint of the absolute reality, there is no matter there.
Exactly. It's all only sat. Existence is there. Matter, energy, etc. Names we have given. Nama Rupa. They are all Nama Rupa. That's why it can be converted one into the other. All name and form. All name and form. Can you see that? It's all name and form. Genetic coding is also name and form. very intelligent. What does it require for a banyan tree to grow? In weather like this, put it under the ground. Yes. Put the seed there. Chhodo. The cosmic order takes care of it. Intelligence manifests itself. The whole thing works like that. And that consciousness is yourself. That consciousness, Sat existence consciousness, is yourself. Look at it the other way around. Take a human being, even more complex. May not be that long, but more complex. Okay? The sperm and the ova meeting to form a zygote, two cells. Two cells are what? You can't see it. Even in MRI, you can't see two cells. Difficult. You know, MRI probably is two cells. A zygote. Okay. Which genetic is inherited from whom? The genetic coding for this character. What will be his height? What will be his weight? Normal weight. A tendency to put on weight. Tendency for diabetes at 40. Diabetes at 40, uncontrolled heart attack at 60. Heart attack at 60, etc. Possibility of kidney failure later on. Whether you're looking at it through the Western paradigm or the Oriental paradigm, this will match. Genetically coded. And the guy is given free will. Why? Because of which he can overcome his genetics to a point. That free will and action. Possibility of diabetes at 40. Why? One of the parents had it. So 50% chance. But the guy leads a very active life. Therefore, he is 64 now, no diabetes. And he says, touch wood, God's grace. Correct, God's grace only. The genetic coding is God's grace, the free will is God's grace. Just imagine that zygote is put into the placenta and forgotten. Does the mother really know what's happening? The mother is responsible for the baby. Father is a contributor. Do they really know how the whole process works? Does your gynecologist know the whole process? For 40 years I have been hearing this. This research is on how that zygote will stick to the placenta. If that secret can be solved, you can have an external womb. 40 years I know, personally. It may have been longer, but I personally know that for the last 40 years they have been doing this research. How will the zygote stick to the placenta? Bas itna bata rahe hain, bahut kuch ho jaye. 40 years. The original researchers I knew, dead and gone. Their students are carrying. Here it is known, cosmic intelligence. The software, the zygote is the software. You plug in the software, it creates the whole computer. Hardware, because this is the hardware. So the software creates the whole hardware. You know, wow. I wish there were software available like that. Take it and plug it in. And next night in the morning you'll see it. Conveyor aa gaya sir. Intelligence is there. If intelligence is there, intelligence is a manifestation of consciousness. Right there. Right there. Manifest consciousness. So matter is a manifestation from consciousness, not the other way around. Consciousness is not an evolute of matter. It's from consciousness that matter manifested. Consciousness manifested as sattva, knowledge, as rajas, activity, tamas, matter, manifestation. So the Big Bang has to be what? Consciousness there. Big Bang is explaining one process of manifestation. Fire element is a simple model of manifestation. Dream is another model of manifestation. All that is said model. Manifestation. By the very word, manifestation is mithya. That is why to know that you have been here, one cell from your body is enough. Why? The whole genetic coding of what your body is available in one skin cell, available in your saliva,
hair.
That means what? In every cell there is a genetic coding is replicated. That means that intelligence is manifest in every cell. My hair, which is dead also, is manifest. Can you see that? Inert matter. Hair is dead. Inert matter is manifest. Everywhere is manifest. It's consciousness manifesting all the time. Manifestation means mithya. Therefore, what is there? What is there? Sadeva Atma Tattvamasi Svetaketo. That's all there is. All the way. Because that in a manifestation. Now here is a slight difference between the banyan tree or the zygote and myself. Slight difference is what? Satyam Mithya part, a little bit more. Here it is not so evident because there is a modification in terms of consciousness. Whole thing appears, whatever you call it is name form. Hair, skin, saliva, internal organ, all same genetic code. Only a certain process of differentiation has happened. Nanatvam has happened. Differentiation. But what is it? Same genetic code? The whole tree, leaves, twigs, branches, trunk, same genetic code in all of them. To know whether it's a mango tree or a banyan tree, what do you require? Ek patta leke aana to pata lagega. You don't need to do any genetic thing. You patta mein pata lagega. If you know. If you don't know, never lagega. Venkat Raman did his MBA. And the whole class went to the village. He thought of exposure to rural medicine. And he looked at the tree and he told the farmer, your farming methodology is outdated. I will be surprised if you get 100 mangoes from this tree. And the farmer smiled and said, I would be surprised if I get one mango from this tree. Why? It's an orange tree. Those who know will know. So I say that intelligence that is manifest as whole creation. Patta se pata lagta na. What genetic coding etc. have you looked at? Smell se pata lagega. So, and when you say you are seeing, objectifying, what are you seeing? What is there? What is there is what? Intelligently you are seeing the difference. That means you are recognizing the intelligence. If you are recognizing it, if you are recognizing what is there, manifestation of existence. The differentiation, manifestation of intelligence. Both are what? Resolved into existence awareness. So when you look around, how do you miss existence awareness? Look at anything. Rubber band. R-U-B-B-E-R. Rubber. Okay. Rubber band. Kidney intelligence is in making it at a low level of elasticity. Yeah, this is low level of elasticity. That window bar is high level of elasticity. By elasticity is the resistance to change of shape. This does not resist. That's the definition in science. Okay? So to make it at that level of elasticity where I can stretch it but not break it. Function to hold things together. You can use it differently, that's your creativity. Creativity. We all did it in college. In a simple thing you'll recognize existence, intelligence, satchit resolves into existence awareness. Where is the world? Where is the world? All that is there is only existence awareness. And what I see difference is name form. So all that is there is what? Existence awareness. And name and form. Name and form is what you call creation, reality. And the name and form is too much for me. Eh? You are the reality of the name and form. You saying name and form is too much for me. Have you ever heard the wave, the water complaining about the weight of the wave? Bahut bhari lagta hai. It's a 100-year wave. 100-year wave is huge. It will swallow a ship in a second. You suddenly see the wave coming at 100 years, meaning it comes once in 100 years. Eh, sir? And the ship goes, you can't climb, it's just swamped. The ship will vanish without a trace. 100 years. Bahut bhari hai. Ship ke liye. Pani ke liye nahi. Ship ke liye bhari hai. Pani ke liye Rishikesh mein bhandara hota hai. This one you'll hear very often. Lahar dunde lahari ko, kapda dunde sunt, jeeva dunde brahm ko, tino oot ke oot. Bolo siyavara Ramachandra ki. Exactly what it is. What are you searching for? The very seeking is a denial of the sought. Therefore, someone said, stop seeking. Venkatramana, I heard this. He said, therefore I will not seek. If you don't seek, you won't get it. If you seek also, you won't get it. Because seeking is denial of what is. Don't seek, you won't get anything. Therefore, from seeking, it has to become knowing. To know, to recognize. And to know, you need a pramana, a means of knowledge. The pramana happens to be in the form of words. Therefore, you need someone who knows to handle those words. Why? Through finite words, you have to reveal the infinite. That is called the sampradaya, the tradition of teaching. Therefore, you need a sampradaya with one who knows the sampradaya of teaching. That is there, it works. Like here, look at from various examples, from various standpoints. Master, a master teacher at work, you know? Grandmaster at work. Yeah. What that you cannot see is because he's opening the banyan seal. Can't see anything. But all that is there is intelligence. So, grossified. The tree is grossified intelligence. This is grossified intelligence. And intelligence is a manifestation of consciousness. Therefore, all that is there, satchit. And what is that? Yourself. Why? It's available as I, as it is. Here, it's available with name and form. I is available as it is. Why? Tat trishtva, tat anupravishat. That's why that Shruti is kept. After having created the whole thing, he entered it. Entered means as it is available. I. The I that is loaded down with all your concepts. I not known. Since the I is not known. But you know, I am. Look at the position. You don't know what I am, but I know I am there. The human mind has to conclude. You know something is lying down there. You don't know what it is. You will conclude. Because you have to go that way. If you have to deal with it, therefore you have to conclude. Similarly, you are there, I am. And I see and look around, there is a world. Therefore, I have to conclude something about myself and something about the world. Otherwise, how do you deal with it? And I have to deal with it. I find myself in a position. Helpless baby, but has to deal with it. Can you see that? Helpless baby, but I have to deal with the world, no? We all are like that. Can't communicate. Can't? Of course I can. When I want anything, I cry. And when the caregiver gives me what I want, I smile, reward. Between crying and smiling, you make the whole world dance around you. That's a baby. Therefore, in that dealing, I have to conclude. I am this much only. First conclusion. Helplessness is learned right there as a baby. Your power is also recognized right there as a baby. Why? All I require is to cry and smile, na? And I get what I want. So empowerment also happens there in Nishra's order. Helplessness also is recognized in that. Both. Isn't that what we feel in life? As adults also. Sometimes helpless. Empowerment has become various skills and knowledge and this competency of life. Professional, personal, everything. And in everything is helplessness. Hey, judge mere ko sunta nahi to kya kare? Main argue kar sakta hai, present kar sakta hai, sunne ko taiyar nahi hai, helpless. Bole, bhagwan isko zara suna na mere ko. Unna karega to bas hai, baki sab main kar le. Sometimes God's grace also is a problem. Why? I know that judge well, yaar. Oh, mera sunega arte. Your problem hota hai, yaar, with other lawyers. My reputation ka problem hota hai. They think I'm in love in this way. Though he is not like that, I am not like that. But mera reputation ka halat ho jata. God's grace, I know that guy. I can get things done. That also becomes a problem. That is called human existence. Human existence. Are you getting this? Therefore, empowerment in this happens right there. You have to conclude. And layer after layer, the ahankara is built up. From the baby onwards. The start of his vulnerable child goes on. Layer after layer, ahankara is built up, ahankara is built up. Complexities are built up. Because of the complexities of your life experiences, you have to conclude. Because you are self-aware, plus ignorant about what you are. So you conclude. Yeah. Until by some grace, some God's grace, some Purva Janma karma, I walk in to some odd guy's lecture. Yeah, that makes sense, yeah. And I say, that makes sense. The odd guy. Just imagine, for a naval officer, how odd Pujya Swamiji would have looked. Shirt nahi dalta tha, shirt bhi nahi dalta tha. Kam se kam abhi t-shirt dalta tha when you all knew him. And then shirt also would have looked. He walked into the lecture. God's grace. What a sense in what he's talking. The journey to self-discovery starts. Can you see that? The layer and layer of ahankara is huge. It's a lot of negation necessary. Negation in terms of what? Your identification, that's all. Functionally it's all there. No problems. Functionally, it is all there. And functionally, you can change also. Like Gadrochali, a non-violent movement was headed by Patel. Very successful. Then he comes to Gandhiji and says, this is the first non-violent protest done by a man who wanted to kill a Britisher every day. Yeah, he changed. Functioning, na? Mera haath mein hai, na? I change kar sakta. What to do? I am like this only. So what's the big deal about you being like that only? You can change. if you want to. Are you getting the whole idea? Therefore, all it requires self-discovery. Layers of ahankara you cannot avoid. If there is ignorance and self-awareness together, self-awareness meaning you are aware of yourself. Therefore, you don't know what you are, you have to conclude. Because I don't know what I am is ignorance. If I don't know what I am, I will conclude on the basis of my body, on the basis of whatever I am associated with, on the basis of the experience I go through, on the basis of how the world treats me, on the basis of how I interact with the world, on all these bases, the whole conclusion is built up. Can't avoid. Can't avoid. And every experience modifies those conclusions. The only constancy is, I am. Look at it, in all the modification of the ahankara. I am is constant. What I am keeps changing. Because modified. Non-years. No, 10 years back I was like that. Now I am like this. Abhi thoda akal aa gaya hai. Not necessarily. Yeah, it keeps changing, modifying, keeps changing. So, some of these notions have to be negated. Notions of, hey, I do this, I do that, that's okay. The notions of being a doer, that has to be negated. Everything else is okay. You can do. You can think, you can feel, but to, because of that, I say, I am this much only. That I am this much only is what is negated. In the understanding that I am limitless awareness. In the understanding I am limitless awareness, or this is negated. After that, what is there? Nothing. What will I do with my life? Anything you want. So, let's go and have a cup of tea. Literally, breakfast is ready. Okay. Yeah, very little left. I can complete it comfortably.
Thank you. Easy to keep.